Welcome to Eagle's Eye Report for November 16th, 2022. And as usual, Eagle's Eye Report is sponsored by TLBTalk.com, which is the newest website in the TLB project. And for anybody who doesn't know, TLB stands for the Liberty Beacon. And of course, the show is hosted by myself, Roger Landry, TLB, and co-hosted and produced by my friend and fellow patriot, Stephen Roberts, who I will bring in as soon as I get through this usual intro. The mission of this show is to be a mechanism for communicating truth and facts in a country, and I always hate to say this, but it's the truth, increasingly forbidding of these very concepts. So let's go with the title here. The title of the show is It Ain't Over Until It's Over. And yeah, I know that's a little bit vague at this point, but believe me, we will beat that up before the show is over. Also, as I state weekly, this is not a pleasant way to introduce a show, but it is reality and it's blatant. And it's not very pleasant in many aspects, but this intro sort of helps to justify the reasons for Eagle's Eye Report in the first place. The show airs live weekly on Shake and Wake Radio. Our thanks to Annie, and also on PSN Radio, EPGN Radio Online, and SoFlow Radio. Remember, I always tell you, and I'll continue to tell you, if you're making donations, do them a favor. Split it up over what you would normally donate in the course of a year, and donate that each month. So when you go in, if you're normally, you know, over the course of the year, averaging about $100 to $120 worth of donations, go in, donate $10, and click the button that says make this a monthly donation. Why? Because it gives them the confidence to build. It gives them the confidence to give you better services and increase services. Why? Because they can build a budget. They know what they've got coming in each month. Not necessarily telling you you have to give them more, although we would all appreciate it if you did. But give them some assurance. Let them know they can count on a specific or a certain amount each month to build a budget. Okay, Stephen, how are you today?
Not too bad, not too bad. I got a medication from one of the doctors that monitors my sleep habits, sleep apnea and that, and I guess it's supposed to help me keep stay awake a little bit easier, and it seems to be doing that last couple of days.
Well, good. I'm glad you're awake during the show. That helps.
Right, right.
Okay. All right. And Stephen and I, just prior to the show, we're talking about sleep, and it's something I don't get a whole lot of, probably anywhere between 5 and 6 hours a night at the most. And I can't remember getting any more than that in at least the last 10 to 12 years. So, and this, of course, comes from either being in or working for the military pretty much exclusively for almost 30 years. Okay. All right. The mission of Eagle's Eye Report is to keep you armed with vital truth, as well as to give you a platform which you can discuss these vital issues without fear of censorship or exclusion. And of course, that being the sponsor of this show, which is TLBTalk.com. This is a platform that the Liberty Beacon Project, that we put together specifically to give you a place where you can go and talk about the things that I talk about in these shows. Excuse me. And yes, I do give credit to not only the sponsors of this show, but also to Annie and the other networks that play this show for allowing the type of information that we put out on their networks. Why? Because this is vital information. And when it's being kept away from you, it's not being done so in a good fashion or an honest fashion. And these are things that we inform you of on a continuous basis. Information about whatever I put out on the show today, just like every week, will be contained in an article that's published tomorrow on the LibertyBeacon.com, which is our flagship website. There will be an article there by noon Central Time, and it will be in the article will actually be entitled "Eagles Report." You can see that on the large opening in the front of the main website, the slideshow, and click on the big eagle, and anything we use to put the information out for the show will be contained there, either in the articles or links to the articles that we got the information from. We always want you to feel comfortable in the fact that whatever we tell you, we can back up. And part of the reason why we don't get as much pushback as a lot of other people do is because we have a reputation for backing up things we say. So after the half hour point of the show today, we will have a special guest, Bill the Butcher from The Butcher Shop, which is a website that is partnered with the Liberty Beacon Project. It's part of the Liberty Beacon neighborhood. And we're looking forward to bringing Bill in and having a discussion with him. So now it's down to business. Let's get back to the title. The title of today's show is "It Ain't Over Until It's Over." Why did I name it that? Okay, let's move forward. A lot of the information that you're going to get in the first half hour is based on an article from Jeffrey A. Tucker, who pretty much runs Brownstone. And that is an online website that is absolutely phenomenal for getting great information out. The title of that particular article is "They Will Lock You Down Again." Now, let's put that with my title, "It Ain't Over Until It's Over." Anybody who believes when you look around that all of this has gone away or is going away or is evaporating quickly, you couldn't be more wrong. What it is in the background is it is taking all the lessons of the successes and the failures of the last couple of years and using that to sharpen the blade. The Lords of Lockdown barely escaped their worst possible fate, namely that the topic would become the national and international source of scandal that it should be. And let's add the vaccine mandates here as well. Even if such had been morally justified, which they weren't, okay, there is absolutely no practical reason for them at all. Let's talk about that for a second. Why did we have lockdowns? We had lockdowns because you could transmit a virus if you were in close proximity with another individual. We have had the Moderna CEO step up to publicly state that COVID-19 is no worse than the yearly flu unless you are probably in excess of 80 years old, he says very old, or you have several comorbidities, in which case even a cold would probably knock you over the edge and you would die. So basically, this is the CEO of the largest vaccine company putting out the mRNA vaccines, telling us that all of this was done as a result of something that has the killing power of the flu, where a normal adult would have a fatality rate from this of 0.009%, which is almost nothing. And a child, 0.0004%, which is basically nothing. But these are pretty much in tune with the yearly flu. Everybody listening to this, answer me a question, okay? When the hell is the last time they locked the entire globe down for the yearly flu? When's the last time they mandated a vaccine globally for the yearly flu? It doesn't happen. It has never happened, and it shouldn't have happened. Now, that's the first thing. The lockdowns, they were absolutely not necessary there is no, I don't know, nothing has ever been done like this in the past. But let's talk about the vaccines now. Let's talk about the vaccine mandates. I can understand that all of you are probably thinking, well, we all have yearly flu shots. Yes, we do. How many people don't take them? A much larger portion of this population, especially when you're talking globally, doesn't take them each year. Far more than does. It's never been mandated. Okay, you can't go to work unless you have this. You can't go to school unless you have this. We're kicking you out of the military unless you've got this. Now, all of this was done because this was the deadliest virus the planet had ever seen, supposedly. That's the way it was passed off to us. They used a PCR test, which had a fatal flaw in it when it came to COVID-19, meaning that it could be wrong as much as 95 to 98% of the time. So millions of people across the planet were told, and hundreds of millions were told, they had COVID-19 when in fact they did not. So they mandated a vaccine. A vaccine. And you've all heard this. I'll go over it real quick so we can get back into presenting today's topic. A vaccine does three things in order to qualify as a vaccine. It keeps your body from getting a virus. It keeps your body from storing a virus, from transmitting a virus. We have already been told by the CEO of Pfizer that they absolutely did no testing on, which is a total lie. Okay, whether you could transmit COVID or not. Well, if they didn't do any testing on transmission, how can this qualify as a vaccine? We knew for a fact, someone did, who did our homework and watched this from the very beginning, we knew that the people who were the big super spreaders, remember that word, people, super spreaders from about a year and a half ago? Those were the people who were fully vaccinated. So now you've got a mandate for something that absolutely doesn't work, but actually makes you more dangerous to the public than those who didn't get it at all. But now it's mandated. You are mandated to get something that makes you more dangerous than never having gotten a vaccine at all, and you are locked down in your home, your life being destroyed for basically the yearly flu. Roger's not making this up. These are admissions by the CEOs of Pfizer and Moderna. Who are they? They are the people who run the two biggest vaccine mRNA producing companies on the planet. They are admitting that to us after the damage has been done, not before. But then they never did the research. This is what they're telling you. Let me tell y'all one more thing, and you need a little bit more research on this. They're telling you, that the vaccines rushed to market. Didn't have a chance to do this type of research because this snuck up on us. It hit us like a brick out of nowhere and had to get this vaccine out. How many of you out there know what Roger knows, and that the mRNA vaccines have been under research for at least a dozen years before this happened? Not a year, which is what you're being told. Not 6 months, which is what you're being told. But 10 to 12 years. So when they tell you they didn't know, it's a freaking lie. And it's that simple. It's a lie. But how many people believe that? Well, they had the science behind them. Remember the science? You trust it because it's called the science. Okay. To have imposed both the lockdowns and the mandates within the course of 1 year with zero evidence that they achieved anything for public health, and a vast amounts of unfolding evidence that they ruined life quality for countless millions, qualifies for a scandal of the ages. Okay? How many of you remember what the Nuremberg trials are and what they were held for? Keep that thought in your mind. It was in the U.S. that most of a lot of this happened, but it also happened in every country across the planet with very, very few exceptions. This was a global issue. This was a global issue. Anyway, let's take that one step further, okay? And I always take that one step further, don't I, Steve? Can you remember a time when I didn't take it one step further?
Nope, not at all.
Okay. All right. Might have a huge political implication. Stop thinking what I just said. I told you the CEO said this is basically no worse than the yearly flu unless you're very old or you have a bunch of comorbidities. I just got done telling you that the CEO of Pfizer said we never tested these vaccines to make sure they could prevent transmission. If a vaccine can't prevent transmission, it's not a vaccine. And it doesn't work. Why would you kick people out of the U.S. military? Because if you don't have a vaccine and you climb in a tank with somebody, hey, you may give them a virus. When you know for a fact that all of those people in that tank who are vaccinated can still give you a virus. But of course, we didn't find this out until almost 2 years later. So might this have huge political implications? One would suppose so. And yet today it appears that truth and justice are, I don't know, further off than ever. The most passionate of the anti-lockdown governors, those who never locked down or opened earlier than the rest of the country, won in the midterms on their record. Most of the rest joined the entire political establishment in pretending that all of this is a non-issue. Hey, it's past. Forget about it. Tragically, this tactic seems to have worked better than most would have thought, or worse than it should have. Stop and consider what I just said. Stop talking about it. It's over. Stop talking about it. That's 6 months ago. Meanwhile, there are a few points to consider. Okay? What's the title of the show? It ain't over till it's over. The U.S. government, through the Transportation Safety Administration, has signed yet another order extending the ban on unvaccinated international visitors until January 8, 2023. This means that no person who has managed to refuse the shot is allowed to come into the U.S. for any reason. This is 30% of the world's population banned even to enter the U.S. on their own dime. Something like this would have been inconceivably, I don't know, illiberal 3 years ago and been a source of enormous controversy and outrage. Today, the extension hardly made any news at all. How many people actually knew that had happened? We know the vaccine doesn't work. We know that every vaccinated person in the United States, and again, it's not a deadly disease. It's basically the yearly flu. But yet, if you haven't gotten a vaccine that has a better chance of harming you for life or killing you than keeping you from getting someone else sick, if you haven't got that, you can't come into America. What's the sense in this? Where? Or is it just a global elitist increasing their control of those who can and cannot travel across the globe and where they can and cannot travel to? Because it certainly isn't because of what the vaccine is doing for the population that is keeping them from coming into America. Or the people making these laws are so stupid and they never look at the news like you and I do, because we know the vaccines are useless. We know they're actually more dangerous than COVID could ever be. But I'm going to keep you out of the country because you didn't play Russian roulette. Unless you put this six shooter to your head with one bullet in it, spin the chamber, put it to your head, and pull the trigger, you can't come into America. Steve, where have I got that wrong?
I don't think you do. I just posted a couple of minutes ago about, you know, having simple questions. When prior to 2021 and the 6,000 years of recorded history did the government mandate a vaccine? Just off of what your little speech was.
Yeah, well, that's because great minds think alike. Well, and every once in a while I think as good as you do, but I'm working on it.
Also, when did the... I forgot. I lost it. Never mind.
Well, think about it, okay? I'm going to roll a little bit here, and I'm sure you can remember what you were going to say, and I'm sure it's valuable, okay? All right. The Biden administration has once again extended the COVID emergency declaration for another 90 days. What? What emergency declaration? We've already had the Moderna CEO step up to say this is no worse than the yearly flu. When's the last time was there a national emergency declaration for the yearly flu? When? But yet Biden and his administration has already extended the emergency declaration for another 90 days. Which continues to grant the government vast powers without congressional approval. In other words, if I want dictatorial powers or something close to it, I have to declare a national emergency. It has to be based on an actual emergency. We know for a fact today, beyond a shadow of a doubt, there is no national emergency. But since national emergency was already declared as a result of COVID, even if it was on bad science and lies, which are proven today, Biden can extend it unless somebody in Congress steps up to say, yo, you can't do that. But since there really isn't anybody in Congress with the nads to step up and make this happen, Biden has his way. And it's not Biden. We all know that. It's those who pull his strings. Biden is not smart enough to even understand the need for an emergency declaration. And it has nothing to do with COVID. It has to do with control and the Great Reset. But this continues to grant the government vast powers outside of congressional approval. They don't need Congress, which they normally would, to make decisions or force things down your throat or my throat. Under a state of emergency, the constitutional structure of the United States is effectively suspended, and the country remains, believe it or not, on a wartime footing. This announcement was not controversial, and like the last one, it barely made news at all. How many of you knew that Biden had extended the state of emergency in this country for another 90 days, three more months? How many knew that? Why wasn't that on the front page of every newspaper, the front page of every magazine, news magazine? Why wasn't it on every mainstream media newscast the day it happened? It wasn't. It just happened, and it happened with a whisper. Okay. Many colleges and universities and also other schools and public agencies continue to enforce the vaccine mandate, even without any solid science behind the approval of bivalent shots or any real rationale behind the push, given that most people have long ago been exposed and acquired natural immunity, just like they do to the yearly flu. And moreover, it is very well established that the shots do not protect anybody from infection, nor do they stop transmission. They just keep doing the mandates anyway. So basically, you've got colleges, universities, and public agencies that are still telling you, if you don't play Russian roulette with the most dangerous pharmaceutical product ever used on humanity, you can't come to my school. You can't go to this college. You can't work for this agency. Why? Yeah. Okay. Let's go to masking. Masking is not I don't know. It's the same thing as mandating the vaccines, okay? We never really obtained anything like an honest admission of their failure to control spread. What do I mean by that? Most people you see out there are wearing cloth masks, even with the actual mask that you would see doctors using in an emergency room or in an operating theater. This is what most people need to understand. Those masks were never to prevent the doctors from getting anything from the patients they were operating on. They were meant to keep the doctor's spit or the moisture from their breath from getting into an open wound in an operation. Why does Roger say that? A virus, especially a cloth mask, is like this. It's like a BB going through a hula hoop. Listen to me, people. A virus is so small, and the pores on especially a cloth mask are so big in comparison, it's like dropping a BB through a hula hoop. But at the same time, because of all the moisture that collects on this mask, when I inhale, I take in the good stuff. When I exhale, my body is getting rid of the bad stuff. If I wear a mask, eventually the moisture from my breath clogs a lot of these pores in that mask, and I continue to breathe back in what my body worked to get rid of by me exhaling. Wearing a mask becomes very unhealthy and dangerous, especially to our children. There was never any proof whatsoever that masks helped to protect from the spread of... Basically, listen to Moderna's CEO, the yearly flu. How many yearly flus every single year have we been required to wear masks? How many? All right. Even today, there is a percentage of people out there permanently traumatized. On travels, you see 10 to 20%, but in the, say, some of the north cities, regular sighting of people walking around wearing masks. It's quite common. Why? Because they were traumatized. Once they became a symbol of political compliance and virtue, that sealed the deal, and the culture was changed. Now we face the threat of mask mandates whenever government deems it necessary because the transportation authority has been given the go-ahead by the courts. And in some cases, you can't get on certain planes, you can't get on certain vehicles, whatever, unless you have a mask on. Again, it does more damage to you than it could ever help. When's the last time an entire country was forced to wear masks during the yearly flu season? The end of vaccine mandates is in most areas of life, hence also the drive for a passport to distinguish between clean and unclean people is a good sign. The fact that it's not happening right now, that's a good sign. But the infrastructure is still in place and booming. And it's more sophisticated today than it was then. They learned from their mistakes. It is hardly a final victory. It might only be a temporary respite, while all the ambitions to continue it still exist. Today, we are looking at all of the mistakes that have been made. You and I are coming to conclusions and saying this shouldn't have happened because, this shouldn't have happened because. But those who made it happen, knowing that it wasn't necessary, knowing that it did more harm than it could possibly have ever done good, knowing that it destroyed jobs, it destroyed lives, it destroyed communities, are sitting back saying, obviously it wasn't as successful as we wanted it to be. What can we do better? All right.
Are you ready for the break?
Yeah, let's pull into the break, and then let's bring Bill.
Yep. Okay. Be right back in a minute, everyone.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
All right. So as you all understand at this point, these are things that really pisses Roger off. All right. We have destroyed societies all across America, all across the planet. We have made far too many people infertile by these vaccines. We have destroyed their lives medically. We've destroyed their immune systems over the next couple of years due to the massive destruction of immune systems in the fully vaccinated. We will see a continued increase of die-off. We will see, we are already experiencing it, but we will see a much higher number in what I call the biggest die-off outside of a world war humanity has ever seen, and it will far surpass any world war before it's done. All of this we thought was over. We thought it was done. We thought we were back in our comfort zone. All right, it was bad. We can talk about how bad it was, but it's done. Only if you do a little bit of research, what you're about to find out is it isn't done. But I want to bring Bubba Bill in here. This is Bill the Butcher from The Butcher Shop, a website that is part of the TLB project, a good friend of ours. I actually call it the Liberty Beacon neighborhood. How are you today, Bill?
Doing real good. I read the synopsis that you sent me. It's a very interesting subject. Hi, Roger, and hi, Steve, and hello out there in Radio Land.
All right, Steve, I'd like you to be a part of the conversation in this half hour. Let me put something out, and then I would like you both to respond to it, okay?
Can I tell you something quick first?
What's that?
Can I respond to my earlier thing first? I remember what it was.
Okay, you remember. Go ahead.
I had to go back and look for it. Anyways, when was the last time that science and the medical establishment told us that they couldn't do anything for the, actually not told us that they could do something for the flu, but now all of a sudden they can for the last two years?
Yeah. Okay, listen to me. The Biden administration, all right, and all that it represents, including the World Economic Forum and the World Health Organization and everything else called the establishment, has its own pandemic plans in place. They literally do. This is a treaty that extends over 190 nations. The idea is not to dial back on the mandates or to cool it on them. It's the reverse. Centralize all pandemic planning to make a South Dakota, Georgia, or Florida experience impossible the next time. Also to spend billions money, more money on all of this. The principle seems to have emerged among the agencies, intellectuals, and politicians who did this. Whatever you do, never admit to having made any major mistakes, and never connect the economic, cultural, health, and educational disasters all around us to anything the government did in 2020 or 2021. This would be nothing but, this should be nothing but, this could be nothing but a conspiracy theory. Well, Bill, do you think we just lived through a conspiracy theory, my friend?
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. A lot of things.
Wait. Hold on. We just a conspiracy, but it's not a theory. We can prove it.
Well, no, it's not a theory. Whenever the government starts out with intentions to fix something, it always comes out with a premise, well, it's something that's going to work. There's nothing wrong with people all over the world getting together and seeing if we can have a milder flu season if we all work together. There is something wrong when you start controlling economies, people's health, travel, and everything else.
I totally agree. And that seems to be exactly what they need to do. I have stated, and I know you're going to be rolling the eyes in the back of your head right now, Steve, because I've stated this so many times, I'll state it again. In order to get global governance, which is exactly what people like Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum have been pushing for, in order to get a global government, global governance, there are two things you need, you desperately need to have. One is you need to have control, political and economic control of the entire planet. Okay, we're talking about a treaty with 190 out of 194 nations on the planet, whereby the World Economic Forum and the WHO will control the globe, period. Okay? And we are still mandating, enforcing, and there will be a resurgence in mandates. Watch. It's going to happen for the most deadly vaccine the planet has ever seen, which is already responsible for deaths in excess of 20 million globally and harm in excess of 2 billion globally, and over 5 billion have been vaccinated with this, even after knowing it doesn't work, even after knowing it's a total failure, even after proving beyond a shadow of a doubt it is the most dangerous pharmaceutical ever used on humanity, it's still being mandated, or you're still being coerced to get it across the planet. So if you take a look at it from that aspect, Stephen, how the hell is anybody listening to them?
Well, the way I see it, you know, they've had their bunkers ready for a long, long time, 20, 25 years. I think they're just holding off as long as they possibly can to stave off total revolution, total annihilation from revolution.
Do you think, and this goes out to both of you, and I would like to hear from you first on this, Bill. Do you think that COVID was the preparation for something that may actually be much more deadly and may be intentionally released upon the global public? Do you think that they are prepared to ensure that a vast portion of humanity doesn't survive? Already, we know that the immune systems have been damaged in over 5 billion people across this planet. We do know that they're either going to be very sick for the rest of their life, or a lot of them are going to die off. But do you think, because we've heard in several universities in the United States that much more deadly versions of the COVID-19 have already been formulated, do you think that this is all intentional? Do you think this is actually happening, Bill?
When you look at the way the flu virus develops, and I refuse to call this anything but a flu virus, if you have just a natural flu virus that you catch the flu, the neighborhood catches the flu, a couple old ladies die, flu season, when the flu goes from person to person, it improves to a certain point, and then it digresses. It goes away to wait for the next season. Whatever was released in Wuhan continues to improve. Every generation of this thing continues to improve, and they come up with yet another booster, yet another booster, yet another booster.
Billy,
how many boosters do you have to take?
I don't believe anything was released in Wuhan. I don't think anybody. I don't think anything was sent to Wuhan.
Where do you think it came from?
It. What is it?
Where do you think if there was anything released, it may have come from? Because it wouldn't be Wuhan. It would be. I don't know.
Well,
where does the United States have a large amount of bio labs? Could that be in the Ukraine?
Ukraine, sure, but you know, what is it? There are biologicals, there are bacteria, there are germs, and there are no viruses. Viruses are not living cells; they're dead. They cannot replicate. No matter how many times they try to tell us that they can, the viruses cannot replicate. And they haven't proved it yet.
Well, they also haven't proved or presented an isolated COVID virus. But let's talk about a coronavirus for a second. Even if what you say is not true and what they're telling everybody is true, they're telling everybody that this is basically a coronavirus. What is the flu? It's a coronavirus.
Common flu.
Oh,
coronavirus,
God.
Yes.
Oh, my God. All right, Bill, if it's a coronavirus, if it's the flu, if we have the Moderna CEO stepping up to say this is no worse than the yearly flu unless you're over 80 years old or you have a bunch of comorbidities, why the hell is anybody still panicking? This is the CEO of the second largest vaccine maker for mRNA vaccines on the planet. Why are we still panicking, Bill?
We're panicking because the way that the governments have galvanized the explanation of what this thing is, this yearly event, whenever the flu would hit Texas, I would always watch my iPhone, and there's little red dots of where it was breaking out all over Texas and everything. And it's very simply, when the red dots converged and became a red sheet, you knew that you didn't go to HEB, didn't hang out at the bank, you washed your hands off, all the normal stuff. And the doctors, not the CDC crowd, but the doctors would always tell you, it can be deadly. If you have underlying health conditions and everything, this thing can hurt you. It's just, it's a flu virus. It's not a cold. And what I had a couple years ago was a flu virus, okay? And it developed into post-polio syndrome, paralyzed me from the knees down. It was still a flu, okay? I got well and better. That's just the way it works. It's still a flu. And we're going to have flus forever. There was a theory, Steve, and you might want to chime in on this. I read a theory some years ago that the flu virus itself actually triggers evolution. It can change DNA, and then we change, and the strongest survive, all from a flu virus.
That's questionable, Billy, because I don't believe for a second that evolution is possible. There are too many scientific coincidences. Science has just about admitted themselves that this is it's by design. We are. They've had to in the last 20 plus years. Viruses.
We're getting off into a whole different path here, because I could discuss that with you, and in a lot of what you're about to say, I have a tendency to agree with you, and I can take it quite far. But let's stick with the viruses part that you were about to say, because if we go into the fact that humanity, one, didn't originate on Earth, and two, humanity was engineered for a specific purpose that eventually those who were purposing us went away. Stephen?
Yes. I was trying I was trying to respond to a message there. People are getting a little bit snippy with Billy because of that. But I told him Billy's a believer.
Can I interrupt for a moment?
Sure.
Yes, before they even go down that trail, absolutely, yes, I'm a believer. I believe in creationism. I believe that it was all created. I just believe that God is a little bit bigger than we imagine, and he can design universes, you know? And so, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, absolutely. That's absolutely. A show we... that is a totally yeah. different... that's a totally
yeah,
different...
we're marching down a totally yeah. different passage. I would like to stick to right now. Look... Let me set a premise, and then I'd like you both to chime in on it, and this will steer everybody back into the right direction. You've only got about 15 minutes left, okay? What we are looking at is we've been through 2 years of what I would consider at this point in time a dry run. No, I'm not joking, okay? They tried and succeeded in locking down a planet. They tried and succeeded in forcing a vast majority of humanity to take a pharmaceutical. They tried and they succeeded at politically changing a vast amount of the global population. And now that we all feel that COVID's gone away and everything's going to get back to normal, I'm telling you that they're standing in the background looking at everything they did and said, okay, this worked, that didn't work. How can we do
yes.
better here? Let's get it right. Round two.
That's why I believe last year, whatever it was, where Mark Zuckerberg and fascist book was, yeah, Mark Zuckerberg, yeah, and fascist book was down for 6 hours. Many of us believe that it was given over to the Chinese, as well as the servers that run Facebook are the same servers that the CIA use, and many other multinational corporations. If that was given over to the Chinese, everything they've been doing for the last 2.5 years is a beta test. And I've said for a while, people in the chat can back me up, I think this was all a test to see how people would react when they actually do release something that's very, very deadly. Because the University of Texas Austin.
Like what I said.
Yeah, the University of Texas Austin has been working on a quote mouse virus, and it's supposed to be has a 97% kill rate on everything it comes in contact with.
Okay, and you can bet, and anybody who believes that vaccines absolutely don't work, vaccines are a tool for some serious disasters, but at the same time, they are they do have a functionality that does work. Okay, so those who will, if there is a round two, or when there is a round two, those who will survive will have received a vaccine that was intended to give them immunity. Okay, and vaccines, if done properly, don't have to be damaging, and they can be functional. They just haven't been. For the last 100 years, they have been a mechanism of the destruction of society. And that's another whole show, and I can prove that beyond a shadow of a doubt. But, Bill, let's go back to you letting us know what you think, that this isn't done. This was a dry run. And now that they know what works and what doesn't work, the next shot is going to be a whole lot more effective unless a whole lot of people step up and say, we're done with this crap.
Well, what I was going to say was you got to understand what I was saying, how viruses work and how they, I might use the word evolve again, but how they grow, let's say how they grow. When they pulled the trigger on this one, I personally don't think they have to pull the trigger on every chamber in the pistol. I think it goes off automatically.
Right, but Billy,
works to the population. Next year's corona will be much worse than this year, which will be much worse than next, and on. They've set this thing in motion.
But Billy, I'm saying coronavirus, COVID-19 is 5G technology. That's what my belief is.
Oh, I knew you were going to bring that up.
Well, I've been trying to bring that up for
another show. And yeah. Yes, you're absolutely right. It is COVID is whatever it is extremely exacerbated by 5G.
Well, I don't
take a look at any 5G hotspot in the country, and what you will find is those are the areas that supposedly suffered the highest levels of COVID deaths.
Right.
And sickness.
I know you know where I'm going to go. I know you know where I'm going to go, Roger. But Arthur Fürstenberg wrote the book, The Invisible Rainbow. What his contention is, his research goes back to the 1740s, Billy. Every so-called pandemic has been caused by electromagnetism.
An increase of it.
And the increases of it.
That's another show. Yes. Yeah. You're right.
I've got something I'd like to interject on this.
Please.
I pointed out to some people yesterday, okay? Recently, we made a tour down in Texas with Puck and the movie thing, and we went back to our hometown of Killeen, Texas, and Killeen was eat up with COVID-19 when I was there, and it's still munching, okay? Now, up here where I'm at now in Tennessee, this little hamlet in Tennessee, we passed the funeral home on the way to pick up some burgers. And I said, you know how I know that COVID did not hit this town that bad? How? Where'd you read it? I didn't read it nowhere. One funeral home, all last year, two funerals. Come on now.
How much 5G have you got in that area? I would bet you there's none. Okay, see?
Yep.
You just connected the dots with what Steve said, what I said, and what you... Why you think I brought you on this show?
I'm married to Goldilocks.
Okay, look. For anybody who doesn't know, when he mentioned Puck and the movie stuff and going to Killeen, which I used to live right outside of Killeen, Bill's granddaughter is Puck, and Puck is Carrie. She's the one who does the twice a month we do a special about giving our children a voice, and Puck is my co-host on that show. She does have several movie deals in the workings, and she is a very brilliant young lady, and you will hear another episode from her and I next week. But it's always good to bring Puck, and thank you for that. Yes, her Carrie's nickname or her online name is Carrie the Puck. So it's always good for you to bring her up, and I appreciate that, Bill.
Say, Billy, Roger Fürstenberg's research, he has 150 pages. I didn't say lines. I said pages of research, citations. That's how big and how far this electromagnetism goes back to the 1740s.
Bill, if you go ahead.
Let me interject one thing. I was a lineman for a cable company for 13 years, and we had about 20 guys on my team, and we would climb up into, you know, telephone poles. You can actually feel the electricity vibrating when you're at the top of the ladder or on the sticks, okay? 7 of my coworkers died of brain cancer. No fooling.
It's not even a guess. If you stop to consider the areas where you have 4G build out, you started to see an increase in illness, especially in cancers and especially in brain cancers. Areas of 5G, it has multiplied. And now you're seeing 5G transmitters, and this is another whole show, which we will do, Steve, on 5G, where you see 5G transmitters on top of schools, okay, on top of hospitals, on top of – and what you are seeing in the areas where 5G is concentrated is where you have the highest levels of sickness, the highest levels – of diseases that are incurable, the highest levels of cancers, but yet these are things that aren't being talked about. Just like the vaccines for COVID don't work at all, but yet if you don't take it, you're an evil person. In other words, and I'll end it the way I started it, if you don't walk up to your child nowadays with a six-shot revolver, one bullet, spin the chamber, walk up to your child, point the gun at your child's head, and pull the trigger. If you don't do that, or you're not willing to do that, your child can't go to school. Because now the COVID-19 vaccine is part of their vaccine routine and mandatory for all children to even go to school in any public school at all. And we know they don't work. But yet you have to pay Russian roulette anyway.
You do know that the poster child, the four-year-old boy, that was the vaccine
person, died.
Died last week,
Yep, he died. Yep, and he just up and died. Imagine that, 4 years old.
The poster boy for what? The poster boy?
Poster child.
For COVID-19?
Yeah.
Oh.
For the vaccine.
I see, okay.
It clogged up his lungs, clogged his heart. He probably died of old age.
Yeah, no.
At 4 years old.
The 4 year olds die just suddenly because they do. Yeah.
And if you start to consider all of this, let's round it all up because we've got like 4 minutes left to go, or 3 minutes. So let me round this all up by saying we started this off by saying this isn't over. We started this off by saying, and I took a lot of this from Tucker, who wrote a really good read that tomorrow. We started this all off by saying none of this needed to happen, that everything that they told us was wrong has been proven not to have been wrong, that everything they told us would work has been proven it doesn't work. But yet we're in a situation today where people are still walking around with masks on, where people are still going to get their COVID shots and boosters, where people are still being coerced or mandated, such as our military. This is literally destroying our military. You're telling me if you're in the military, you've got to take something that absolutely doesn't do what it has to do. But if you don't take it, if you don't put that six-shot revolver to your head and pull the trigger, you've got to get out of the military. All of this has happened. All of this seems to be over. Far too many people are looking back and saying this was bad, this was wrong, but at least it's over. What I'm telling you and what today's show was here to tell you, what Billy was telling you, what Steve was telling you, is that it's not over. If anything, this was the dry run to see what does and doesn't work. And now they know what to tweak in order to peak. We got that right, Billy?
Do you mind if I... Billy,
Go ahead.
You know, the technology has been out there for a long, long time, at least 25 to 30 years, going at least, probably even, I don't know, I can think of some movies back in the 30s and 40s that had this technology. Today it's called the deep fakes. No, I still question what is real. What if anything you see on a TV screen or, God forbid, the internet, what is real? The deepfake technology has been out there for a long, long time. I know many of us can think of old movies back in the 30s, 40s where somebody's face morphed into another face. I know I can.
No, I totally agree with you. And again, these are points that we need to bring up. We need to do an entire show on these type of issues, and that's not a joke. But I'd like to give Bill, before we have to shut this off, a chance to wrap up. Bill, what do you got to say to people out there who think this is all over, it's all done, and we lived through it, so we don't have to worry about it anymore? What do you think about that?
In the paper that I read by the author that you sent me, it said that there's controls on people coming into the country who aren't vaccinated, and they're going to reinforce them controls. I think you need to reinforce those on the southern border, because I know those people don't have any shots.
Okay. Look, everybody listening, this is the last word. The last word is this, okay? We have been through a dry run. As bad as it was, as bad as you think it got, it could and may very well get a whole lot worse. What have they learned? Everything they needed to learn. And you're part of the experiment. Everybody out there, do me a favor. Hope to hell Roger is wrong. I don't think I am, but hope that I am. I've spent far too many years doing research. It's what I did for a living. Far too many years. And this does not make Roger a happy camper. But there's 8 billion of us. We can step up. Thank you much, Bill, for being with us. I do appreciate it. We will invite you back on again. And Stephen, this is the most you've ever talked on a show since you and I started this.
I know. Well, you got me fired up.
I got Bill fired up, too. Bill?
I'm fired up.
All right, y'all have a great day. Thank you for being here, and we'll talk to you again next week on Eagle's Eye Report.